goosebumps down my leg.
Slow on the draw that time around.
Yep.
So what are we doing?
The Music with Kara Hour.
Woohoo! The Music with Kara Hour. I like that. We got a mystery song too today that's pretty good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. What do they get if they get the mystery song?
Trip to their refrigerator for free drinks and snacks.
That's right. You win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks if you get the mystery song. If you don't get it, you get nothing. Absolutely nothing. I mean, you lose. Good day, sir.
I would cheat and get the snacks anyway.
Yeah, who would know? Seriously, if you didn't win, you could just say, I won, and run in there and get you some food. Anyway, so where are we going?
We're going to go to Southern Man by Neil Young.
That's a pretty cool song. I like the way it sounds. So we're going to do this now?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Change from a combat man.
So that was pretty good. I heard some piano in there. I heard some really cool guitar sounds.
Yep.
Bow, bow, bow. I bet I could do that on guitar.
Yeah?
I think you could too.
I think I could learn it pretty good.
Just take those strings and stretch them out. You remember those whammy bars they used to have? I took mine. I didn't keep it. I got a Fender Stratocaster. I will not use a whammy bar. That stretches the neck. Wow, wow, wow. Sounds cool at the moment, but heck, you can do that with just bending your finger strings like that, you know.
That messes it up?
Yeah, it'll make your doggone thing be out of tune all the time. Oh. And plus, you can break strings if you get carried away with it. It stinks when you break it. Twang! You're in the middle of the song, and all of a sudden, twang!
Really getting into it, and then...
Yeah! That's frustrating. So where are we going now?
Now it's going to be another space song by Failure.
Does it have whammy bars in it?
I don't know.
All right, well, I guess we're going to find out. If you hear that, wow, wow, it's either one of the two things, some digital equipment, or he's got a whammy bar, and he's just messing his guitar all up. I mean, stretching the neck back and forth. Think about it. Those strings are tight, and you're pushing them on that bar, tightening them up and loosening them up. You're sitting there, might as well take your guitar and just bend it in half back and forth, you know. That's what you're doing. Dang, whoever invented the whammy bar was an idiot. Did I say that out loud?
Yep.
All right, here we go. So that's an interesting tune.
Yes.
I was saying earlier about the whammy bar. I'm a staunch advocate against whammy bars. Whammy bars are a bad thing for your guitar. They tear your guitar all to heck. But there is a wah-wah pedal. Looks like a gas pedal on your car, and you can sit there wah-wah-wah, you know, and do the same thing. Or you could get that little glass bar and slide up and down.
Ooh, I like the slide guitar. That sounds good.
Yeah, those are cool, too. So, anyway, that's a little bit of stuff that you need to know if you're going to start a band. So you don't break your guitar, sit there and fold it in half, wonder why it don't work. Your guitar's out of tune, man. Yeah, it is. But I wrote a song about it. You want to hear it? Here it goes. That's it.
What?
That's the song.
Oh, I was waiting for this.
Anyway, what are we doing now?
Now we're doing Angry Chair by Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I wonder if they broke their guitar and that's why they were in the Angry Chair. Huh? For a timeout, man. I'm angry, man. Well, go sit in the angry chair, dude. Here, have one of these.
Yeah. Angry walls that
truthfully, I want to live as far away from a volcano as I can possibly be.
Yeah.
That just don't seem like... Could you imagine sitting on a couch and all of a sudden something starts to rumble and you're thinking about, is this it?
Do I stay? Do I go?
is this the big one? That reason why I mentioned that is because this Bjork here, the song that you're getting ready to play, Human Behavior.
Bjork.
It's, I guess it's Iceland. It's Iceland is a Nordic island nation, is defined by its dramatic landscapes with volcanoes, geysers, hot spring, and lava fields. That ought to be your first clue, bro. Move on down the road. Get away from all that. Iceland, I don't like to be cold. And the opposite of cold is extreme hot, which is the doggone volcano going off and running through your living room.
That hopefully you're not in anymore.
Yeah, hopefully you're not in. You had enough common sense to get up out of that joint and move somewhere like where we're at. I think we got mosquitoes and ticks and maybe a snake or two, some spiders.
Tornadoes,
yeah. I guess that's the deal. You could get that tornado hair. I like tornado hair. It makes mad science look good. Anyway, so maybe you can get tornado hair while you listen to this song right here. Right? Does that sound good?
See how it goes.
All right, here we go. Yeah. funny. Angeline said you started pulling out cakes of fruit. I think he meant fruit cakes. Oops. Fruit cake is what you give somebody for Christmas that you don't like or you're mad at.
Or you just don't want to put any effort into thinking about it. Just
yeah, or if somebody gives you a fruit cake the year prior and you just don't want it, so you're trying to get rid of it, but nobody will take it, so you just wrap it up and they have to take it because it's a present. Fruitcakes is a lethal weapon. Have you ever been hit with a fruitcake?
No.
It's like a brick, man. Why would anybody want to eat those things? Anyway, so where are we going?
We are going to El Rodeo by Caius.
El Rodeo?
Yep.
So that's like, it's, you know, like El Toro. Remember that one?
Uh-uh.
It's like a bull, wasn't it?
Oh, the...
Yeah, Toro, yeah. Toro. Anyway, I said something else with that. Never mind. I'll say it off air. Alright. Here we go. I'll find that song later. I can't remember.
Can't find it?
Nope. So, where are we going now?
Now we're going to do 4th of July by Soundgarden.
Cool. It's like the regular 4th of July, man?
No, it's a metaphorical 4th of July.
All right, so I'm learning something here. We'll talk about it during the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
what happened at the very last of that song? That maybe they fell off the stage.
Just you know, their fade out.
Imagine you get all into playing, you're up there on the stage, and you're doing kind of like the guy on AC/DC who's always jumping around and stuff. What's his name? I can't even remember now. Angus. Anyway, so you're jumping all around, you're doing that head-banging thing, not the head button, so don't start a fight. just talking about, you know, you're doing that right there, and you make one step too far, and you wipe out off the stage right at the end of the song, and you hear that,
wee-o-wee-o-wee-o. That would be me.
Yeah, that's usually the way of Murphy's Law, right? All right, so where are we going now?
Now we're going to I Will Always Be Beat Down by John Frusciante.
Dang! Always be beat down? What's he, some sort of scumbag or something? He ain't got no friends and so won't beat him up all the time or what?
I think it's more of a depressing thing, but it's good. It's really good.
Oh, it's a good song, but it's not depressing stuff. All right, well, let's go with it. Here we go. Poor John Frusciante, always getting beat down. Here we go. To the Save a Hippie from a Severe Beaten Foundation?
Yeah, I'll make a donation.
Wow. Oh, the fight's on again. Oh, man. So, poor guy, he's still going to get beat down. I was going to try to save him, you know, hire him some thugs to be his bodyguard. But the thugs will probably beat him down anyway, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
So maybe I shouldn't hire the thugs. I ain't going to hire you because I know what you do. Come here, hippie.
You're fine.
You're going to be just right. Now what?
Now we're going to do Down or Jail by Down.
Dang. See, that's where it all ends up in. They call it fist to cups. You get in a fight, and then everybody gets hauled off to jail. And then you make friends while you're in jail, and then you leave and go out next weekend and do it again.
Ugh.
All right, here you go. Jail by Down. All right. Whatever. probably asked this crazy question. Have you ever got a paper cut on your lip? And then it went from that to you got a paper cut on your tongue trying to lick an envelope or something.
Ugh.
Ow, and then death from 1,000 paper cuts. That's a bad visual, man.
They just wanted to draw it out. Just
yes. Oh, stop. I'll be done after 2. I'll tell you all the secrets. torture me. I'm just going to talk. I would tell them right out of the gate, don't send me into combat because if they torture me with paper cuts, I'm talking.
I'm done.
It's over. I'm telling them everything. Don't send them across the line. Dang, what a mess. So what are we doing now?
This next one is the last one before the mystery song.
Ooh, the mystery song.
And it's Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good by Megadeth.
All right, and then right after this, I'll play a little sound bite of what you get if you do not guess the mystery song. And what do they get if they guess it?
Free drinks and snacks from their own refrigerator.
Yeah, all expense paid trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. But this is not the mystery song. This is Killing Is My Business and Business Is Good. Dang! I wonder if he uses the paper cut method.
Well, I hope not. That's not awful.
That's terrible. I got a bad visual, man. Here we go. That's right, that's what you'll get if you don't guess this next song, mystery song number 16. Alright, one of these days we're going to probably do a show where we have all only mystery songs and you have to guess them all. See how you like it then. Win a trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks, but you're going to have to get them all right. Well, I'll tell you what. So anyway, guess the mystery song and you get something. Guess no, don't guess the mystery song and you get nothing. Good day, sir. You lose. Here we go.
You see?